Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this newest episode is called Retelling When the Possession of Land Was First Given to the Two and a Half Tribes. And it covers Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 1 through 29. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. I felt led to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing this, I'm always mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So I was only able to contemplate this big endeavor that the Lord had on my heart after lots and lots of prayer, because I wasn't sure how to do this. And what he had on my heart was that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages, any of the messages the Lord has in the Bible for everyone. But there are times where he's shown me ways to add to understanding that meaning. Like quite often in the Bible, it says he spoke to him, and it's like, okay, who's he and who's him? And then I will backtrack and figure out who the he and him is by the way it's written. And on those occasions, if I think it could be confusing, I put who that person is within brackets. I don't always say, oh, within brackets for that. But then there's times where something in a passage is referring to something, a whole nother chapter, a whole nother book of the Bible. And that kind of slows down understanding of all of it because you don't know the backstory for that. So sometimes I will paraphrase the information briefly or put Bible passages related to that so you have the backstory, but I will put that within brackets and I'll tell you about those major things that are added to possibly help for clarity or understanding of the meaning of the passage. Anyway, and I'll say within brackets it says. Now, if you get on the internet to the blog site, it's in a different color font, so that draws attention to it. But the more minor ones, like more common terms, like these quite often in the Bible say, it came to pass. Well, it's not a common language, so I will put it, and then within brackets, I put happened. So it happened, that blah, blah, blah. But I try to use more current terms. So those things are changes, but they're not changes to change the meaning. They're just changes to make it easier to understand what's being said. And anyway, but the minor ones I don't mention. The ones that I want you to know that have been added, I will say within brackets. Or sometimes I just tell you because I just want you to be aware of a particular thing. Also, sometimes I will condense, combine, and compress similar words together. I do not include repetitive text unless it adds meaning or it's done for emphasis, which often it is, but there are lots of times where it's not. And so in those times, I don't include the repetitive portion over and over again when it's not adding meaning or it's not done for emphasis. And in doing that, it alters the verse number. Not that all books of the Bible or all chapters in the Bible have repetitive text, but if I change it for one, I have to be consistent. And I really prayed about how I can do this if that changes the verse number. And it's what was on my heart is that I'm supposed to do what I've done here is that we're covering Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible. Chapter 3, and it's covering verse 1 through 29, but I don't tell you this is verse 4, this is verse 5, this is verse 6. You just know with this range of verses that the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to include is within this passage, this podcast. Also, the Lord had on my heart to put all of the writing of the chapter in a table format, which doesn't really affect you because it reads just the same. But I'm just telling you, in case you ever get on the internet to check it, that it's in a table format, and I hope it's beneficial for you. This is primarily done through the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. But at times, I will use BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources. If I get to something that's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, there's an asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. And if I can summarize it briefly, I will. And then when I get to portions where Jesus has spoken, I will say, because I show in red on the internet site, but the thing is, you can't see it, so I will just tell you. Okay. Retelling when the possession of land was first given to the 2.5 tribes, Deuteronomy 3, verses 1 through 29. Then we turned and went up the road to Bashan. Og, Bashan's king, and all his people came out to the battle against us at Edrei. The Lord said to me, and I put within brackets, Moses, actually I put it there, it didn't say me, Moses, it said Moses, because somebody's just reading this right off the bat, it's like, who's me? And so I put it there. Okay, don't be afraid of him, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into your hand. You shall do to him as you did to Sihon the Amorite's king, who lived in Heshbon. The Lord our God delivered into our hands Og and also Bashan's king and all his people. We attacked him until there were none who remained. We totally destroyed the men, women, and children of every city like we did to Sihon, Heshbon's king. We only took all the livestock as plunder for ourselves from all the cities. At that time, we took the land from the two Amorite kings on this side of the Jordan River from the Arnon River to Mount Hermon. It's also known as Sirion. To the Sidonians and the Amorites called Hermon. In Shinar. We also took all the cities of the plain and all of those, Gilead and Bashan, as far as Salca, also known as Salica, and Edrei. Now I'm going to tell you, I want to apologize that I may not be pronouncing these places or people's names properly. I just kind of looking at it phonetically and doing the best I can. Okay, Edrei, cities of Og's kingdom in Bashan. Of the remnant of the giants, only Og, Bashan's king, remained. His bed was in Rabbah of Ammon's children, made of iron, and was 9 by 4 cubits wide, according to the cubit of a man, approximately, I just put this in there. I looked it up. It's approximately 13.5 by 6 feet wide. 13.5 feet long by 6 feet wide. From the land we now possess, I gave to the tribes of Reuben and Gad the land from Aroer to the Arnon River and half of Mount Gilead with their cities. I gave to half the tribe of Manasseh, the rest of Gilead, and all of Bashan of Og's kingdom. All the regions of Argob, with all Bashan, was called the land of the giants. Jair, Manasseh's son, took all the country of Argob to the coast of Jeshuri and Maacathi. Maacathi. It ends with the I, so I'm not sure. And called them by his own name, Bashan, Havoth, Jair, to this day. I gave Gilead to Macher or Macher. I gave to the tribes of Reuben and Gad the land from Gilead as far as the river Arnon, the middle of the valley for a border as far as the river Jabbok, the border of Ammon's children, Ammon's people. Also the plain and the Jordan River and its coastal border from Shinaroth to the Salt Sea below Ashdod, Pisgah, also known as Pisgah, different spelling, on the east. At that time I commanded you, saying, the Lord God has given you this land to possess it. All your men of valor shall pass over armed in front of you, in front of your brethren, and ready to assist the children, which is the people of Israel. Your wives, little ones, and livestock shall stay in the cities I have given to you, for I know you have many livestock. Until the Lord your God has given the rest of your brethren their land to possess on the other side of the Jordan River. Then you shall return to your own possession I have given to you. At that time I commanded Joshua, saying, your eyes have seen all the Lord your God has done to these two kings. The Lord shall do the same to all the kingdoms you pass through. You shall not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God shall fight for you. At that time I pleaded with the Lord, saying, O Lord God, you have begun to show me, your servant, your greatness and your mighty hand. What God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to your works and your might? I pray that you let me go over and see the good land that is beyond the Jordan River and that beautiful mountain and Lebanon. But the Lord was angry with me for your sakes and wouldn't listen to me. The Lord said to me, don't speak to me anymore on this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and look west, north, and south, and eastward, and see it with your own eyes, for you shall not go over the Jordan. Okay, this is what God told Moses, and he's telling the people. Okay, so he's supposed to go up to the top of Pisgah and look in all directions with his own eyes, for you shall not go over the Jordan, but put Joshua in charge and encourage and strengthen him, for he shall cause them to inherit the land that you shall see. So we stayed in the valley near Beth Peor. The next podcast will be titled What Moses Says as He Looks at the Promised Land, and that covers Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 49. Please share this with other people. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.